back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. I think people have to wake up and realize now, right now, democracy's at stake. And if we don't start preaching about democracy and not communism or whatever these guys want, we're done. Because if they get back in, you can just kiss America goodbye. And I need your opinion, Matt. Gableman, can't they get his butt in court? What he is doing is totally illegal. I thought about calling him myself and saying, look, where do you get the jurisdiction or the authority you think you have, which you don't, to do what you're doing? You're a judge. You've been on the Supreme Court. Dictate to me exactly where your authority is coming from, because you have zero. And I want your thoughts on that, Matt. I'll hang up.
Right. No, you're right. And for Gableman, this whole thing, Bill, is insidious. It's designed to put doubt in people's minds. Once you divide us and put doubt in our mind, what you end up having is no democracy. You know, that's what happened in Belarus. It happens in Russia. There are elections, and the incumbent party wins, the right-wing party, the authoritarian party. Gableman is getting, he has a budget of about $676,000 out of your pocket and my pocket to do nothing. He's going around the state. All he's trying to do is put on the appearance of irregularity in the vote. So people think, well, maybe it was irregular. That will deter some people from voting. Some people will then say, okay, then we have a basis for some restrictions and so forth. This is a slow path down to authoritarianism and fascism is what it is. So people, I don't care if people are Republicans, Democrats, independents, let the best man or woman win, fine. But when you strike at the heart of our democracy, and they're doing it by simply tampering with six states, including Wisconsin, and Gableman and Voss are the people behind it, because Voss was threatened by Trump. Trump is a malignant tumor. He's infected the entire Republican Party, and they've chickened out. They're chicken. And they're using state money, state taxpayer money, to hire guerrillas, go around the state. They're going to scare the hell out of these older ladies, poll workers. They'll scare the bejesus out of them. And everybody in the county will say, well, there must be something wrong. The big boys are here in town. There must be something wrong. They're not big boys. This is illegitimate. And I'll tell you what, if they turn over the counting of the votes to Voss and Gableman, the Republican will win every time. That is Belarus. That is Russia. That's not the United States. And Bill, it's also not the Republican Party I knew when I was a kid. And I had relatives who were Republicans when I was a kid. That is not Eisenhower. It's not any of that stuff. This is very wrong. Thanks very much for calling in, Bill. Eastside Dave, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Eastside Dave?
Hello. Wow. Always appreciate the content. Wanted to lighten things up just a bit for a minute here and say that, the way I view the Christmas spirit is that you can have that any time of the day, any time of the year. I often have it on a hot day in July. I'm thinking of Christmas music and also the spirit of giving. You can have that anytime, and you don't have to just wait till Thanksgiving to give away a whole bunch of turkeys and to help people. And you don't have to just, it's any day, any time. You're a real person who can be a friendly stranger. And in my life, I've had a whole bunch of friendly strangers, and I like to think I'm part of their of them, and going to leave it there.
You know, Dave, I really like that sentiment. First of all, I love, and these are contentious times, and this radio station deals with contentious issues. It's very, very nice to have a message of warmth and love and cheer and neighborliness. I agree with you. I will say December is my favorite month. You might think June or October. No, December, I do like the feeling of goodwill that seems to surface and bubble up. I wish we could have it all 12 months of the year. We have some very tough issues in our country right now, and we talk about it, but it's terrific to get a nice message like that. Thank you for calling in. I want to go back to what Bill of Economwalk was saying. You know, a democracy is something that, you know, it doesn't just continue to flourish and you don't have to maintain it. Because if you had a garden and didn't maintain it, if you didn't weed it, if you didn't water it, would not continue. And this is very true. And remember, at the very, very beginning, when the Continental Congress and the people were negotiating, people didn't know what kind of government we'd have. They didn't know if we'd had a monarchy. A lot of people wanted George Washington to be King George I of the United States, just a little more liberal than the guy in England. And when he walked out, Benjamin Franklin came out of it. Woman says to him, what kind of government do we have? And he says, we have a republic if you can keep it. And by republic, he didn't mean Republican and Democratic. He meant we were not going to have an aristocracy. We were not going to have a king. We were going to have elected government of and by and for the people. And they would pick their rulers, so to speak. They would pick their presidents, I should say, and congressmen. And they would serve at their pleasure. That was contested many times. It was really contested in the Civil War, where about half the country split away and wanted to keep chattel slavery, own human beings, treat them like animals. And Abraham Lincoln said, no, he stood tall, gave his life. He stood tall and saved the country. And Ulysses Grant did a lot to save it too. And he isn't heralded the way he should be. He was a hell of a general. He was the guy as a general, won the Civil War. And then afterwards, as president, people criticized him, but you know what he did? He sent federal troops back in the South to stop the soldiers who now became Ku Klux Klan members from murdering black people. And it was only after he left office and there was the Devil's Bargain of 1876, where they gave up on Reconstruction for 100 years, people were lynched in the South. It was a terrible, terrible stain on our history. And we faced challenges in the Second World War. We had domestic fascism, Huey Long. Franklin Roosevelt was afraid that Huey Long of Louisiana would get in, sort of a Hitlerian figure. Roosevelt stood tall. Eisenhower and Kennedy stood tall, and Truman against Stalin and Khrushchev. We always stand tall. But a house divided itself cannot stand. That's what Abraham Lincoln said. A house divided cannot stand. Cannot stand. And that is what enemies of the United States are trying to do. It's time to come together. And it's going to require a lot of change in both parties. But I'll tell you, in the Republican Party, it's going to require people like the Liz Cheneys and the Adam Kinzingers and people with stature like that, and even Mitt Romney, maybe especially Mitt Romney, to get up and take the party away from the Trumpians, take the party away from people who do not want free elections, who attack it. Nobody in these fascist states attacks it right on. They say, yeah, we should have elections. But you remember Stalin's dictum. It does not matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. And here's the issue. Do you want Voss and Gableman to count the votes in 2022, 2024, and forever? Coming to the end of the show, great callers as always. Stand by for great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Dueling Tangents, Luke and Brian. You have Earl Ingram, great evening programming, great weekend programming, great pre-weekend programming, headlined by Pizza Box Mike. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today. Yeah.